Topic of the Aseres B'nei Haman. We all know, we've all seen in the Megillah, and you have a nice Megillah. How many lines are there in the Megillah? We're not talking about a Gra Megillah, it's 11 lines. It's a regular Megillah. So I don't really know, I never counted. I imagine the numbers that they record are 48, 60, that's very rare. 60, the humongous, a 60 line in the Sefer Torah, let's go like this. In a Sefer Torah, how many lines are there in a Sefer Torah? A standard Sefer Torah, I don't even know. But it seems that the old Messiah was either they're going to be 60 lines, 48 lines, 42 lines. So a Megillah, the Pashtus is a Megillah, is no different than a Sefer Torah. So whatever you would do for a Sefer Torah, you would do for a Megillah. So in a Sefer Torah, you would have 48 lines in the Sefer Torah. So in the Megillah, you'd have 48 lines in the column. I think today's Megillah, some Megillahs have 28 lines, 22 lines.
There is a Messiah.
There is a Messiah. How many lines we need to listen to Sefer Torah and a Megillah as well. The problem is, it says in the Gemara, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that when it comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman, it should be written like a shira, a song. And what is that? It is not like the song. It goes on, it says that we have to see the exact words and start. Not like the typical song where, like, let's say, what we know to be Oz Yashir, where it's Oriach Al Gabe Levena. And there's a big machlokes rishonim what it means exactly, Oriach Al Gabe Levena. Is the Oriach the blank space? Is the Levena the text? Is it the other way around? Okay, that's not our topic. It just basically means that it's written like the way we see it written, the visual way that we understand it. It's written like bricks. However you want to precisely translate the words, Ariach and Levena, which is going to be big machlekes rishayim. But in the Megillah, it should be two columns.
Right.
It should be Ish. The ace parsha, ish on one side, all the names, parsha andasa, dalfan, asposa, poidasa, dalia, aridasa, parmashta, arisa, aridai, vaizasa. And on the other side, it should be the ace, and the last line will be aseres. It should be written in this fashion because shaloitehe tukuma lemapaloson shel rishoim. If you were to make a structure like this, your children would be playing Lego, and they would take some building blocks or some. And they would make a structure, blocks, and they would make it like this. They'd be glee in their eyes when they would stand there and just blow, and poof, the whole thing would come crashing down. Okay? So we all understand that that's exactly what we want for the wicked. The wicked, and now that itself is mole, that's full of depth of what that means exactly. What it really means, in my understanding, maybe I'm totally wrong, is that when the Megillah was written, it was clear as day to Mordechai and Esther that it ain't over yet. Unfortunately, we're now about to build the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni is not going to be the Bayis Rishon. It's not going to be a replacement for what was. And until we get to the real deal, it's going to take about 2,000 years, at least 2,000 years. I mean, 2,500 years before they built it. It's now been almost 2,400 years. It's going to take a long time until we replace it. Therefore, in Golos, there are going to be a lot of wicked people that are going to rise very tall. They're going to rise very tall. But our blessing to you is that when the wicked people rise very tall, it should be like the three-year-old kid who takes the blocks and builds a nice tower, and someone comes along and conveniently bumps into it, and the whole thing comes crashing down. The Rishoim over here, these Rishoim here, they unfortunately, they were recycled throughout history many times. We had many different episodes in Jewish history where we had a Rishoim, Harudim, who rose up just like the Aseres B'nei Haman. And all of their assistants, all of the aces, all of their supporting groups. But the bracha of Mordechai and Esther to Klal Yisrael is, no, that's the way it is. They're going to be Rishon. But at least when they rise up, they should not rise up oriach al gabe levena. Our blessing to you is that when your enemies rise, they should rise like this, so that someone will come along one day and give a kick. Neshima achas. In one neshima, they'll come puffing down. One blow. You blow on it, they'll come crashing down. Okay, so it's a blessing. It's a recognition and a blessing. Let's be realistic. The Megillah is a very realistic document. Unlike a lot of Tanakh that is very idealistic, the world of being idealistic is not the world of reality. You see a chas and kala, they're very idealistic. It's very nice, and that's how it should be. That's how it should be, and if it's not like that, something is really wrong. But you learn in life to take a breath and be very happy that people are living in a world of fantasy. It's very good that in this person's life, there should be a time when they live in a world of fantasy before the reality kicks in. And the world of reality is not so pleasant. It's a very difficult existence. The Megillah is a very unique document. It's a very real, practical, pragmatic look at this world. And Mordechai and Esther say, you know something, there's going to be the Aseres B'nei Haman, and they're going to make you a lot of trouble for you throughout history. But at least our bracha to you is, it should be two columns, so B'neshima Achas, they'll always come crashing down, Nochamo, Nochamo, they can build, come down, Sheloi Tehe, Tekuma, Limapalos and Shel Roshan. There should never be a structure for the fall of the wicked. No matter how many times they try to rebuild, they're rebuilding on quicksand. Okay, now it says in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. I gave you my little parish on it, but the Bavli Yerushalmi. Now the problem is, the words of the Bavli Yerushalmi seem to indicate that the word ish shall appear birosh. The word here is in the Yerushalmi birosh dapa. Birosh dapa. At the beginning of the column. And the word aseres shall appear on the bottom, besoif dapa. There's a lot of, we don't have time to go through all the words of the Chazal. Beroish dapa and besoif dapa, which you take the word daf, okay, daf yomi, simashas. Daf yomi means, daf means a column, okay? Interesting, a daf is not really, in our vernacular, it's a page, two sides. In Chazal, maybe that also can explain the mystery of what's going on. Chazal, it's an omud, one column. That also, interesting, how did that happen? That a daf in the Gemara means two sides, daf beis, amud aleph, amud beis. In the Yerushalmi, a daf means one column. It's one omud.
But originally on a scroll, there's no two sides.
Okay, so, right, so how then did the word daf turn into two sides?
When I was a kid, a daf meant one side, and a blot was both
sides. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. A blot meant two sides, and a daf is one size. So how did daf yomi, daf yomi, how did that happen? A printer's error.
That's the way we should call it.
All the mysteries.
To get a penny a line for memorizing.
A blot is two sides, and a daf is one side. Very, so see, a blot yomi. A blot yomi. We should say a blot yomi instead of a daf yomi. Today they have the other, omud yomi. So we call the blat yomi, not a daf yomi. Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. So there's something went wrong in our vocabulary. Okay. So the problem here is, if you're going to have ish, if we're going to take it literally. What it says in the Yerushalmi, the Bible, the word ish on the top of the page, and the word aseres at the bottom of the page, you're only going to have 11 lines on that page. How could there be 11 lines on that page? When the Megillah, the Masoris, write a Megillah like a Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah has either 42, 48, 60, 28. I'll give you all the Masoris. There's no Masorah anywhere, that you write a Sefer with 11 lines. It doesn't exist.
What would happen if you write 11 lines?
A Sefer with 11 lines?
Yeah.
No one would buy it. No one would buy it. Would it be kosher? You know something? I don't even know the answer. I don't know if it would be kosher. I can't pass it. I don't know the answer. I have a very strong feeling that many would say that it's not kosher because it's not the Messiah. It's not the Messiah. There is a Messiah on a Sefer Torah. It's not like today where it's a standard where they give you a mamsha, every letter has to be in the right place. But there is a basic Mesorah. The Rambam has the Mesorah. And you have to follow certain rules. 11 lines Sefer Torah we never heard of. No. Never heard of such a thing. So I really wonder if someone made a Sefer Torah, 11 lines Sefer Torah, if it would even be kosher, if it would be accepted. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Let's go further. Now, here's the question. So what do you do in the Megillah? If you take what it says in the Yerushalmi literally to be correct, that Ish is Bereish Dapa and Aser is Besoif Dapa, how then are you going to have a kosher Megillah? Because the Megillah is like a Sefer Torah which has 48, 42, 60, 28, and over here you have only 11. If you're going to make this to be 11, make the whole Megillah 11, so what's the obvious solution that the whole world does? The whole world is you make the letters of the Aseres B'nei Haman gigantic letters. You make them gigantic to fill all the space, right? So the Gra strongly objects to this, of making gigantic letters, because he holds there's a Mesorah on when you have big letters. Nowhere do we have a Mesorah that all of the words of the Aseres B'nei Haman should be gigantic letters relative to the rest of the Megillah. This is a violation of a more basic principle. There's a Mesorah, the Oisiyos, Gedoilos, Ketanos, there's rules and regulations. You don't just make big letters. So everyone rejects the Gra by saying that Mesorah is only we're in the same column. If you have a column and you're on your own, decide, I want this letter to be a big letter. Excuse me, who are you to decide? But when the whole column is the same massively large size, that's not called big or small. It's relative to each other. Don't go judge this column relative to the other columns. Look at this column itself. In this column itself, all the letters are the same size. So you can make the rest of the Megillah should be 42 lines. And this column is going to be 11 lines. And in order that it should be filled, you make it giant size letters. And that's not called a violation of Oisiyos Gedolos, because we don't judge it relative to the other columns, we judge it relative to itself. The Gra, now the Gra himself doesn't, I'm not even so sure where the Gra himself laying from. There must be some, I don't know. But the Talmidei HaGra decided, because the Gra, we want to be respectful of the Gra, we're going to make a Megillah with 11 lines. An 11-line Megillah, it will set the tone. Oh, the Mesorah, it's a Megillah. A Megillah doesn't have to have 60 lines. A Megillah doesn't have to have 28 lines. A Megillah can have 11 lines. So making was no good because you're not allowed to have more space. You're not allowed to have more space in between the lines. So there'll be a bigger problem. You can't have a blank line. A blank line is like a Parsha Stuma, Parsha Psucha, Parsha Psucha. It makes it to a Parsha Psucha. That's even worse. So there's no solution. At the end of the day, there's no solution.
Can you have bigger letters?
We do have big, that's what we do. 99% of the world has big, we make giant sized letters and we reject the Gra's complaint because that is only true if you're going to have it relative to something else. However, a lot of the old Megillahs, it's a fact, all the old Megillahs and the Megillah that the Chasam Sofer himself lain from has the Aseres B'nei Haman regular size in the middle of the column. Okay, so you have a regular Megillah, 48 lines, like a Sefer Torah, and you come to the Aseres B'nei Haman. In the middle, you have on the top a chunk of text, on the bottom a chunk of text, and in the middle there are 11 lines, and those 11 lines are the Aseres B'nei Haman. Oh, but it says in the Yerushalmi that the word Ish should appear Beroish Dapa. Beroish Dapa. So, it says... Bereish Dapa means the beginning of the line. The word Dapa in the Yerushalmi doesn't mean the beginning of the column. It means the beginning of the line. It doesn't mean the beginning of the column. Or some other ancient Megillahs have the Aseres B'nei Haman on the top of the column. And then the whole bottom is text. Or they put on the bottom of the column, and you end up with Aseres on the bottom, but the top is going to be regular text. So basically, there's no solution. The old Megillahs, they did not take the Yerushalmi literally, and when it says Beroish Dapa, they did not interpret it to mean the beginning of the column and the end of the column, because that would mean that you only have 11 lines, and it can't be 11 lines, and to make the letters bigger is a violation of Oisiyos Gedolos. To make the letters small, what are you going to do? So they said it means the beginning of the line, and they had it in the middle of the column, or they had it on the top, or on the bottom, And that would be Mekayimah to some degree, and the Chasam Sofer himself laying from a Megillah that had the Aseres Nehaman right in the middle, just like in the art scroll. See the art scroll where they have it in the middle? And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, this occurred to me, and I don't have an answer, and maybe Mayevsky, you have to go through the words very carefully, and I was thinking, why, when they make this discussion, they talk about this, the Mesorah that Ish is, they talk about the Aseres Nehaman, and Ish has to be Beroish Dapa. Who says the word Ish that they're referring to? No one says what I'm saying now. But it's so simple to me, I don't understand why. Who says the word Ish has to refer to the word Ish, the Eis Parsha and Asa? It means in the column where the Aseres B'Nehaman begin, on the top of that column has to be the word Ish. Just like you have Shiras Hazinu. In Shiras Hazinu there's a Hakpada. There are a few columns. There are six columns of the Rosh HaTevis where it has to begin and end. Now, I quickly glanced. Now, the problem is I need to find the word Ish. I didn't have time to really go through it carefully, but one thing that struck me is you do have here a word. You have the other word, Vish. Where's the pasuk over here? No, that's the word Ish. That's the word that's no good because that's going to be a problem. But you have here the word a few psukim back. You have the word the Ish lo yamad bifnehem. Right. So where is that? Well, where is the word over here? It says the word in the Megillah not so far behind the Ish. The Ish. So why can't it be that when it says in the Gemara that you have to have, it's all kashas. The only problem is it says the word Ish, not the Ish. The Vav. The Vav is so it's not precise.
It doesn't count.
Why can't it be that when it says in Chazal, Pasuk Beis?
Ish L'Yehu.
Pasuk Beis. Nikalu Ha'idim Chol Nizem Elchon Josh. Bemaksha, V'ish V'ish Lo'yamad Lifneihem. Okay, V'ish. Two different words. Ish Lo'yamad Lifneihem. V'ish Lo'yamad Bifneihem. Okay, so how many lines is this? This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines. Then you have the 11 lines. That would make it to 20. So that would make it, if you put Aseres on the bottom. No, but there's another Aseres. Go down. Look at the Aseres. Very good. And things come out better. That's 11. So go look. There's another Aseres. The Ace Aseres B'nei Haman. So my question is, why can't we have a Sefer Torah? Now, the lines are not precise. You can finagle the lines. You can make it longer. You know, you have 11. Look, this is 11. You have 11. I have here another 9 plus 9, 10. That's already 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 25. So I have here 25. For 25, you can easily make 28. 28. And 28 is a very good number. It's a Masorah to have a Megillah that's 28 lines. So my question is, what's the problem? When it says in the Maimon Chazal, that you have a Masorah that on this column, where the Aseres B'nei Haman begin, Ish has to appear on top, the first word, on the top of the Daf, and Aseres appears, the last word, the bottom. Whoever said it's referring to the Ish of the Aseres B'nei Haman, and the Aseres of the Aseres B'nei Haman. If you're going to say it means that, you have a nightmare. What's the nightmare? The nightmare is, 11 line Megillah?
No. But then you will not finish the Megillah. You will finish the Megillah in the middle of a column.
Well, you can work it out. You can work it out. Look how much room you have to manipulate.
On the bottom line.
I understand.
Look how much space you have to manipulate.
But you must finish on the bottom.
You'll finish. I guarantee you we can work that out. Yeah, that is easy as part. Look at this. Look how much you got here. Look how much you got here to work with. You have all this. Yeah, we will work. We will. That is easy. Easy. That I guarantee. That easy to work that out.
We won't have a tikkun to come.
We'll make a new tikkun. You're able to look how much space. Look how many. Two massive columns. You can work it out on the width and the number of words. You'll figure out exactly, you can get it. And if we would have a Megillah 28 lines, we can work it out. We will have Ish, the Ish Loy Omad Bifnehem on the top of the column, and Aseres on the bottom of the column, and nice in the center we'll have the Aseres Bnei Haman in regular size, and you'll solve everyone's problem. You'll have a 28 line Megillah, and you'll have regular size text, no problem with the Ugra, and you'll have the Megillah written. This L'chorus is, and you're not violating the literal translation of the Yerushalmi, B'roish Dapa. So isn't that a simple solution? Yet no one, let me read the words of the Yerushalmi, and then we'll stop. No one gives this solution. So I'm a renegade. I'm over here trying to miyashiv everyone's, all the problems with this. My answer is so simple. Someone has to say this. It cannot be that I'm the only one that thought of this. And yet everyone's told the Chassam Sofer, they're struggling. The Chassam Sofer's Megillah does not have Ish on the top and Aseres on the bottom of the column. He does not have it there. So what? But this would solve all of the issues. I can just find the words of Yerushalmi very quickly to read you. It fits perfectly the words of Yerushalmi. The only difficulty with my pshat though is, it says v'ish in the pasuk, and in the Yerushalmi it says ish. It says ish. No, not so. You have the word. We have the whole word. Where is it? Here. I don't want to keep that through. Maybe I'll here it goes. Yeah. Oifin kasivas aseres mei haman. Here it is. Okay, in the Gemara says the Megillah aseres mei haman tzoch lichtav kishira. Oriach gabi oriach ulevena al gabi ulevena. My taima shleite tukumo lemaplosan shel rishoim. Okay, next. The nivsak b'shulchan aruch aseres mei haman tzoch lichosva kishira. V'loi kishar shira shecholak agabi ksav ela manich cholak blank space ben ksav ksav. Rabbi Gemara, oy hebi beis Yosef Yerushalmi, ah marab Yosi bar bun tzarech sheyehei ish bereish dapa. Oh, not that Sarah. The S besoif, oh the S is besoif besoif besoifa besoifa aseres. Besoif dapa. So it says ish b'roish dapa. The ace besoifa. As if it's even better what I'm saying. It's perfect because it has this extra word over here. Ish is b'roish dapa. Ish is the beginning of the dapa. The s is besoifa. Now that means what? Of end of what? End of what? So I want to see s means the s is the end of. The ace besoifa aseres bnei haman. I don't know what that means. Then we have to see what that means. Aseres besoif dapa. So that's the whole nightmare. Who says that we can't say the word ish is not the word ish of the aseres bnei haman? It's the word ish. The ish loy ama b'fneiem, and the aseres is the ace aseres bnei haman talui, and you solve all the problems. Okay. It's gotta be someone says this chiddush, and yet it's rejected, for a good reason, obviously, because that's not the minag Yisrael. Hanach lohem liYisrael, enim neviim, bnei neviim. But it's just a good, just a ha'ara, something to think about.
The Keshet Sefer says there has to be 48 lines of Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't go less than 42, and it shouldn't go more than 60.
Right. 32. I think we can get it to 32. I'm willing to bet we can get it to 32. It would work out.